The TJX company, which owns about 2,500 stores in the United States, says most of the stolen information was of no use to thieves. TJX says when the thefts were discovered, nearly three-quarters of the data had expired, and some of the card numbers had been electronically masked. But that was little comfort for some customers of the discount chain.
I don't feel secure at all about shopping at TJ Maxx with credit anymore, cash only.
It's not worth it. You save a little, but the risk is way too high.
Officials say hackers broke into the company's computers at two sites, the TJX headquarters in Framingham, Massachusetts, and an office in Watford, England. For 2 years, the hackers downloaded personal information from millions of credit and debit card holders. Former prosecutor Mark Rash blames TJX.
The bad guys got in and owned them. They had their encrypted data. They had almost all of their credit card data. And it's hard to believe that they could have done that if somebody hadn't messed up at TJX.
The thefts came to light after the arrest of several people at a Florida Walmart. Investigators don't believe the group committed the thefts, but they say that they may have used stolen card numbers to buy $1 million worth of gift certificates. Mike Vitas is the former head of the FBI cyber unit. He says the crooks are getting better.
And the good guys are not doing a good enough job to bolster their defenses quickly enough to deal with the increasing attacks that they're seeing.
The investigation is now looking at when the company knew about the security breach. Recent documents filed by Florida police suggest the company was aware that unauthorized software had been placed in the system as early as March 2006. TJX officials say that information is incorrect. Mil Arcega, VOA News.